LifePoint Church, how are we doing today? Good, good, good. Well, my name is Andy Driscoll, and I'm the lead pastor here. Just want to take a quick second and thank you so, so much for being here with us this morning and worshiping with us and celebrating just how good our God is and all the many things that he's done in our lives and how he's blessed us tremendously. So thank you so much for being here and being a part of LifePoint Church and what God is doing here. Quick shout out to my team. Macklemore, basically Team Macklemore, that's set up, has some trees up here, does Christmas decoration stuff out in the lobby. Not my skill set at all, so thankfully God puts people around us that have skills in that area. So thank you for working on that, because it looks great, so thank you so much. Today, we are in week number two of our current message series called To Us, A Child is Born. And what we're doing in this series is we're looking at and we're exploring four different names that the Old Testament prophet Isaiah used to describe the Messiah, to describe Jesus. Some 700 years before Jesus was even born, he uses these names to describe Jesus. And our key verse for this series is found in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. And it's a very common passage used around this time of year, the Christmas season, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus. And it says this in chapter 9, verse 6. It says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Right? And last week, we kicked off the series talking about how Jesus truly is the Wonderful Counselor, right? He's the Wonderful Counselor. But in order for us to receive from the Wonderful Counselor, we first have to be brutally honest with the Counselor, right? And then we have to listen to what it is that he's saying. And then ultimately, we have to do what he says to do. Right? And so that's what we talked about last week. And if you missed that, well, then you're out of luck. No, I'm just kidding. You can go to our podcast. It's okay. You can go check it out on our podcast. You can go to the website or you can go to wherever it is that you get your podcast needs met and check it out there. But today we're focusing in on Isaiah's prophetic description of Jesus as being called Mighty God. Man, it just sounds incredible, Mighty God. And as I've mentioned before, for me personally, one of the ways that I connect with God is through nature. It's through his beautiful and incredible creation. And as some of you know, a couple weeks ago, my wife and the kids, we went on a vacation and we went on a cruise. And we got to see all of God's power in his creation, some being 70 mile per hour winds, but we also got to see some beautiful things like this, man, incredible sunset. I mean, we were sitting out on one of the top decks playing Yahtzee, and I was getting completely owned in Yahtzee, which I did not do well. I don't do well with losing, but I got smashed in Yahtzee, and it was not good. But it was okay because then from the corner, we saw like this kind of red and yellowish lights. And so we went up to the very top, and this is what we came up to. And man, it was gorgeous. And it's in those moments that immediately I think about just how small I am and just how big and incredible and powerful our God is. He's just so incredible, so powerful. He is our mighty God. Jeremiah, another prophet in the Old Testament, he said it like this in Jeremiah 32, verse 17. He says, "Ah, sovereign Lord, You have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. And then he says this line, which every single one of us need to claim and hold tight for the rest of our lives. It's that nothing is too hard for you. Nothing is too hard for you. And when he says nothing, he really means nothing is too hard for our powerful and mighty God. And I'd venture to say that many of you here this morning, if not every single one of you, walk through those doors today and you have something difficult that's going on in your life. Some problem or issue or something that you're currently facing and dealing with. Maybe for you, it's that you've got some, you know, it's the holiday season and you have some family relationships that are just kind of a mess. And you're a little on edge and going into those dinners or those meals or whatever it may be. Or maybe it's that your marriage is a mess. Maybe for you, it's more of an internal battle, whether it be some anxiety or fear or doubt, anger, lust. I don't know what it may be, but maybe it's some big decision that you need to make. And you keep putting it off and putting off, but there's a decision that you need to make and you really don't know what to do. And it's stressing you out. Maybe for you, it's that you or maybe someone you love was recently diagnosed with some type of major illness. Maybe you're drowning financially. I don't know what it may be. But I'd venture to say that every single one of us is dealing with some type of very difficult problem or stress or frustration or something this morning. But we need to rest assured in the truth that nothing is too big for Jesus. Nothing is too big for our good and powerful and mighty God. Nothing. You know, see, when we look through scripture and we explore some of the different characteristics and attributes of God, we see some incredible things. Right? We find that he's omniscient, which means that he's all-knowing. He knows all things. He knows your thoughts, your actions, your motives. He knows it all. It's incredible. He's powerful. We find that he's omnipresent, which still just blows my mind, that he's everywhere at all times. And the good news for you and I with that is that means he's always with you. No matter what you're going through, no matter what difficulties you face, no matter how far you run from him and try to run from him, you can never run too far because he's with you. They're welcoming you back with open arms. He's omnipresent. And then kind of all of them, the way I think about it, wrapped into one is that he's omnipotent, right? That he's able to do anything. He has unlimited power. He's omnipotent. That's our God, our mighty and good God. And as Jeremiah says, nothing is too hard from him. Yet I think many of us, if we've been connected or followed Christ to any extent, we could sit here and say, yeah, we know that. Yeah, we believe that. But are we living that way? Are we really claiming that in our lives? Or are they just words that we say? Is it just head knowledge that we have? Because honestly, many of us, and we don't fully embrace this truth. We don't. We say, yeah, we know that God is all powerful, but I have questions. I've got doubts. I'm frustrated and I just don't see it. And I get it. I mean, when you look around at the world today, and honestly, our world throughout history, I mean, it's so full of hate and pain and illness and suffering. I mean, there are people dying in other countries because they don't have access to basic medication that through most of your insurance plans would be free. There's people dying because they don't have access to clean drinking water or because they don't have the education or the knowledge or the ability to have proper hygiene. Right? In our own country today, there are people that are being completely rejected and cast out or even at times killed because of differences. Differences of the way we look, of our skin color, differences of our belief systems, differences on things such as how we view human sexuality. That's the world that we live in today. And as we prepare to step into 2019, we hear about all this hate and pain, and it leaves us at times wondering, well, God, if you're so powerful, why do you allow this to happen? God, if you're so powerful, where is it? Where is that power? Because I see all these terrible things and I just don't get it. And it leaves us confused and frustrated at times. And maybe for you, you in your current fears and pain, insecurities, frustrations, disappointments, bitterness, whatever it is that you're going through, honestly, what you're looking for is answers, right? To understand why or to understand what to do to fix it. You're looking for some type of answer. And when you break that all the way down, what you're looking for is God's power in your life. You're looking for God's power to overcome these things. God's power to speak truth into your situation or to that situation that you don't understand. You're looking for God's power. And so today, with the rest of our time, what I want to do is I want to work through four or five passages of scripture, and we're going to identify three biblical truths as it relates to God's power. And we want to look through these things to help us to both see and understand the power of Jesus, right? The power of our mighty God, and that it is real, and that it is there, and that we can access it, that he is powerful, that he is mighty. Whether things work out exactly the way you think that they should or not, our good God is powerful, and he's mighty, and he's omnipotent, and nothing is too hard for him. So here we go. The first biblical truth that we see in his word is that God's power is working in you. Okay? God's power, the mighty God, his power is working in you. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, Paul writes this to the church at Philippi. He says, "For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him." There's a lot of incredible, very interesting things in this verse that we need to grasp and understand. You see, God is working in you. He's working in you to begin to change you from the inside out, to give you his power, right? But I want you to understand why. I want you to understand why it is that he is giving you that power. Because unfortunately, many times as Christ followers, we slip into this mindset that it's all about us, right? It's all about me. It's toxic. It's all about us. And I'm 110% guilty of this at times. We fall into that mindset that we're like, God, let me see your power so that you can make my life easier, so that you can eliminate the problems that I have, that you can lead me into this incredible six-figure job where I don't really have to do anything. God, give me constant peace and smooth road and anything and everything. We think that God is some genie that we rub the lamp and he's going to give us whatever we want. You're powerful. So make my life smooth. Make it easy. We think that it's all about us. But we've got to understand that God's power is working in us to transform us, right? So that we can become more like him. Not just better versions of yourself, but to be more like him. To make us more like Jesus, full of patience and love and compassion and grace. To be loving servants to our community, to the people that don't know him. God's power, I'm telling you, it's real and it's working in you. If you're connected to him, it's working in you right now, not so that you can have everything that you ever wanted, but so that you can do what pleases and glorifies him. so that you can become more like him. He's powerful, and that power is working in you. The second biblical truth that we see is that God's power is working for you. Right? So it's working in you to make you more like Christ, but it's also working for you. Isaiah chapter 40, again, Isaiah the prophet, he writes this about God in verses 29 through 31. He says, he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. How many of you be honest right now and say that you want to claim that verse today, right? There's a couple people that are honest. That's all right. I know there's more hands than that. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths, basically the physically, the best of the best, man, they grow tired and weary. And young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Man, God's power is working for you. When you can't work for yourself, when you can't keep going on, when you stumble and fall, when you're weary and you're weak, he gives you strength. And he gives you his power so that you will walk and not grow faint, that you will run and not grow weary, to keep you moving forward in the darkest and most difficult of times. His power is working for you. When I read this passage of scripture, and when I think about God's power working for us, I can't help but to think of Mike and Tess right now. That as they go through what could only be described as hell on earth, watching their baby boy Iliad go through treatment after treatment, and procedure after procedure, and difficult situation after difficult situation. And they have to make difficult decision after difficult decision. Yet they keep going. Yet they press on. And it's only because of the power of God working for them. I'm sure there's tough times. Sure they have questions. Sure, I would hope they wouldn't mind me saying, I'm sure they're probably angry at times. But they press on. And it's because the power of God is working for them. Because our God is powerful. And it's working for us so that we will run and not grow weary. And maybe this really hits home for you today. And maybe you're weary, you're exhausted, you're on edge, right? You're stressed out, you're worn out. Maybe it took every single bit of energy and determination to drag yourself out of bed this morning and get to church. Because you're that tired, or that hurt, or that stressed out. Maybe you're so exhausted and where you didn't make it into church today and you're listening in on the podcast. Maybe you're just completely spent. I get it. Been there, done that. But if that's you, understand that there's hope. That God's power is real. And he's working for you. He gives you strength. He gives you power so that you can continue to press on. Those who hope in the Lord, he will renew their strength through his power. He's going to renew that strength if you're connected to him. And it says you will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. They won't be weary. You'll press on. Again, it makes me think about the Apostle Paul, who wrote a lot of the New Testament. And Paul, I think he is a great, maybe a perfect example of this, of God working for you. See, he had this weakness, right? This deficiency, this struggle. We really don't know what it is, but he refers to it as this thorn in his flesh. right? And in scripture, we read that he pleaded with God, not once, not twice, but at least three times, for God to remove this from my life. Take this away from me. Maybe you've been there. I know I have, where I'm pleading with God, heal me of this. Take this away from me. Remove this from my life. Man, Paul is pleading with God. God doesn't remove it. He doesn't. And I'm sure it was frustrating. I'm sure it was confusing. I'm sure he had a slew of emotions on this, but check out what God's response to him was recorded in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 through 10. He says, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. Check this out. For my power is made perfect in weakness. If you've heard that over and over again because maybe you grew up in church, I want you to tune into this right now. Don't let this just be some words that you've heard over and over again. My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. God's power is made perfect through your weakness. This is how Paul responds after this, over this thing that he longed for God to remove. He says, therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That's why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardships, in persecution, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Only through the power of God can somebody honestly say, I delight in my weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. Only someone who understands that when they are weak, God's strength is made alive and his power is working for you through your weakness. Man, this is transformational. This is life changing. For when I am weak, when I'm facing my worst case scenario, when I'm stressed out, when my world seems to be crumbling around me, when I don't get it, when I don't understand it, when I feel frustrated, when my prayer's not answered, when I am weak, then I am strong. And it's only because of Jesus, because of his power working in you and his power working for you. And the third biblical truth that we find is that God's power is working through you. So we see that his power is working in you. It's working for you. And finally, it's working through you. And we need to live as Christ followers every moment of every day with this truth in mind. Because with God's power working through us, we can be bold and we can be confident, not in ourselves, but in God's power working in and through us. And Jesus clearly lets us know this fact in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, when he says this to his disciples. He said, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Right? This is, as Christ followers, this is our mission right here. To be his witnesses, to go and live and be the gospel message everywhere we go. Everywhere, to everyone. But understand the first part of this scripture. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. So you can't do the second half without the power of God living through you. The Holy Spirit residing in you. You can't do it. We can't do that without the power of God. And I need that. It's a must. You need that. It's a must. Because like I said, that's our mission right there. You can't do it without his power. And this isn't just my mission as a pastor. This is your mission as ministers of the gospel. See, if you're connected to Christ, you are a minister. Period. You are. I don't care whether you're a stay-at-home mom or a teacher or a custodian or a cook, waiter, waitress. It doesn't matter. Whether you're an accountant, a UPS package handler, an engineer, nurse, factory worker, whatever, in between jobs, doesn't matter. Every single one of you are a minister of the gospel because that is our calling, and we cannot do this without God's power. But with his Holy Spirit, with his power living through you, you got this. You can be that minister. With his power living through you, you can face whatever struggle or issue that you're dealing with. With God's power, you've got this. Whatever this is for you, you've got it. Because God's got you. Because his power is living in and through you. Man, I can't, there's been so many times in my life where I'd had to step back and just couldn't believe what God did through me. Flawed, half the time, moron that God seems to use. Times when all I was doing was just thinking to myself in my head, like, I don't know how to handle this situation. I don't know how to bring comfort to this person in their worst times. So I'm just going to go and trust God. And, you know, and then God does incredible things. I think about, you know, most of y'all know that I used to work at Youspiritus just only a couple months ago and worked there for 12 and a half years. And man, we faced some very, very tough days. In my time, we had either in our facility or connected to our facility, a couple kids that passed away while in our care. And talk about difficult, challenging times. And I was broken. But somehow in those moments, God used me to comfort some of the other kids there and a lot of my coworkers. And I was broken. I was hurting. But God worked through me to do some incredible things. I think about just a few weeks ago, I went out to a concert with Greg, who many of you all know, and one of his best friends, a touring musician, and I went to just go support, you know, and really just try to reach out to that network of people that I know and just to love on them. And when I was there, several of them were shocked that I was even there. And then one of them came up to me, and honestly, I hate to say this, I feel terrible, but I didn't know who she was, but she knew me because she had been to church before. She was friends with Mike and Tess, and she came to me and was crying. I mean, we were at a concert, and she's crying, telling me that she just, one, was so glad to see me, two, couldn't believe how much that our church loved on Mike and Tess during this time. And then also, she said, you have no idea how you have opened up my eyes to church again and to God again, just by who you are and how you teach. And just went on, and she was sobbing, and I'm like, I feel terrible, I don't know who she is. But it's a testament to, that's not me. Not for a second do I think that's me. That's God working through me. And then he can do the same with you. Because he's omnipotent. Because he's all powerful. Because he's our mighty God and he's working in you, right? To make you more like him. He's working for you so that when you're weak, man, you can be made strong. And his power is working through you so that you can be and do all that he's created you to be and do. So that you can be a messenger of the gospel and how you live. How you interact with people. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5, Paul writes this. It says, my message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with the demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith may not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power. And man, like I said, I can relate with that. I can connect with that, man, because when I step back and think about the journey that I've been on over the past 35 years and the fact that I'm sitting here now speaking to you as the lead pastor of this church, it's only because of the power of God. Only because of his power working in me and for me and through me. Because I've said this many times, I'm just an ordinary dude that is seeking after Jesus, who loves Jesus and wants everyone that I come into contact with to have that experience of connecting with him and his love and encountering a very real and loving God and being transformed. I want them to have that encounter. And again, it's not a testament to my hard work. It's a testament to God's power. That's it. It's a testament to his power working in and for and through me. And that's what I love about God. That's the way he works. He loves to take the ordinary, the simple, and through his power make it extraordinary. Make it incredible and do incredible things. I mean, just think about the 12 disciples. 12 disciples, man, the team that God put together were just ordinary guys. They weren't the Pharisees and the religious leaders and the brilliant spiritual minds of their time. Man, they were fishermen, tax collectors, uneducated, unassuming. I mean, these were not, if you would have lined up 100 people in a room and said, pick out 12, that they probably wouldn't have been the 12. But along with Jesus, those 12 ordinary dudes changed the world. God used them to change the world, and he can do the same thing through you today. 12 people connected to him made an impact so great that that through Jesus and those 12 are talking about it today. We live for this today. It's the power of God. And if he could use 12 people to do that, connected to him with his power, think about what he could do with LifePoint Church. Think about what he could do with every single one of us sitting in here today. If we were truly connected with him, if we were truly seeking him, if we were truly allowing him to work in and for and through us, man, it would change this community. It would change this city, this state. Man, we'd begin to change the world. Not because of us. I mean, you all are some great people. But it's only God's power working through us that takes it to that next level. Because he's omnipotent. He's all powerful. He's our mighty God, and his power is working in you and for you and through you. And no matter what you're facing today, his power can overcome. And it may not happen the way you want it to. It's like Paul, he's cried out for it. But God's going to reveal something to you. He's going to use that. He's going to use your weakness to make you strong, to be an opportunity for you to shout out about his power, to praise him for his power through your weakness. And it's his power that's working through you that can change your life and then change your community and your circle of friends and your family and on and on and on through his power. Because he's our mighty God and nothing is too hard for him. Nothing. And he is our mighty God. Let's pray. God, we come to you this morning and I just, Lord, want to praise you and thank you for your power. for your power in our life. Your power that's working in us to make us more like you. Your power that's working for us, taking our weakness and making it something powerful. Lifting us up in our moments where we're just exhausted. And renewing our strength. And working through us as ordinary people, flawed, ridiculous people, to do incredible things for your kingdom. To be the messengers of your truth. God, we thank you. We thank you that no matter what we face, how difficult or frustrating or scary it might be, that you've got this. But if you're here this morning and you've never stepped over that line of faith, giving him your life, receiving his power, being transformed so that God can begin to work in you. If that's you and you're ready for that, man, you just call out to God however he leads you. Scripture says in Romans 10:9 that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, that you will be saved. It's about confessing and believing. Confessing that you have flaws and that you're not perfect, and that you're in desperate need of a Savior. And believing that Jesus is the Son of God. He is who he said he is, and that he died and rose again for you to be that Savior, to be the only way that you can be made right before God. And if that's you today and you're ready to receive that, you claim that truth, knowing that you need a Savior. Like I said, just call out to him. Confess and believe. It's not your words. It's not some prayer. It's just your heart connecting with God. Maybe you're here and you are a Christ follower. Life's been tough recently. It's been heavy. Confused, lost, don't know what direction to go. Seems like everything's working against you. Understand that God's power is real. And you can receive that power. You have that power. You have access to it. As a follower of Him, being connected to Him, you have access to that power. You have to receive it. You have to put it in play. Understand that he's working in you, transforming you, working for you, and he's going to work through you. Maybe because of things that you've done or the way you've lived, because you have run from him, you feel like he can no longer use you. That he's put you kind of on the shelf somewhere and just said, well, maybe one day. Well, that one day is now. Because he hasn't put you on a shelf. He hasn't forgotten about you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He wants to use you. That's why he created you. It's your mission. So receive his power. Let it resonate through you. Confident, not in yourself, but in God and his power. He is our mighty God. For to us a child is born, a son is given. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. So wherever you're at today, receive that truth. He is our mighty God. As Jared and the team play, you just do business with him however he leads.